In 2008, Ryan Hall, the Stanford NCAA cross-country champion, blew away the field at the U.S. Olympic Marathon Trials with a record time of 2:09.02. He went on to finish 10th at the Summer Games in Beijing. In 2012, Hall made Team USA again, only this time to drop out of the race in London with a hamstring injury. Ryan Hall's 36 years old now. He's a husband, father of four, and now he runs for fun with his fam in Flagstaff, Arizona. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can find us online for more info at WWIB.com. Ryan Hall's back with me, the author of the book about his life called Run the Mile You're In. So the big claim to fame for you, Ryan, was the two appearances at the Olympics in Beijing and London. Tell me about those experiences, will you?
Yeah, I know. The Olympics was, you know, that moment where I was running with the best guys in the world and, you know, hoping to just be the best version of myself out there. And yet, for whatever reason, my training didn't click as well as I'd hoped. And so I wasn't feeling as confident going into that race. And I remember doing a pre-race run, just a 30-minute jog in the Olympic Village. And this was in Beijing. And kind of asking God for just like a word for my race for tomorrow. And I was hoping he'd give me something like David and Goliath or something about like overcoming, you know. But instead he reminded me of the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So I went home and back to the room at the Olympic Village, and I reread that story. And what I was struck by was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's attitude towards God. Like they said, like, even if God doesn't deliver us from these fiery flames, we're not going to bow down and worship you. And I just love that, because it was like they weren't, you know, they didn't have saying God has to perform for me to love God. And that just really struck me that, like, I needed to have that same attitude the next day, that, you know, even if God didn't show up how I wanted him to, it wasn't going to change my heart towards him. I was still going to love him, still going to live the same way and still, you know, worship him. And so that was really important. So the next day, everyone was talking about how slow the Olympic marathon can be because it's so hot and humid in Beijing. And Sammy Wanjiru just took off from the gun and ended up running 2:06, which I believe still might be the Olympic record. And, you know, no one was expecting that. So I found myself way back in like 60th place halfway through the race. And I don't remember exactly. It was like 10K into the race maybe. And I remember just being so frustrated with how it was playing out. Cause I wanted the medal, you know, and I'd been running with these guys at previous races and they were just kind of blowing my socks off. So I remember kind of pouting to God, and I felt like he was telling me, I want you to start encouraging people around you. So every guy that I'd catch, I would just say a few words to him, like, hey man, good job, doing great. Let's work together, try and catch this next group. And what that did was it allowed me to get outside myself and outside of my own pain, my own suffering, my own frustration, and to focus on other people. And as that happened inside me, physically, I started to feel better. My body started to wake up a little bit, started to feel smoother, and I started catching a lot more guys. And so, you know, I ended up finishing in 10th place, which, you know, I'm really proud of that performance because it could have gone much, much differently had I not, you know, had that conversation with God in the middle of the race and started encouraging people around me. So I like to tell that story just because, you know, all of us know what it's like to go through suffering and pain and hard times, hard seasons of life. And I think it's kind of like across the board, the more we can love other people and focus on helping other people and take the focus off of our own pain, it's a way to kind of press through that pain and get the best results possible. So, yeah, that was Beijing. And then in London, you know, I'd just gone out on this faith-based coaching and where I was, quote-unquote, having God as my coach and just, like, praying daily for wisdom for God, for workouts, and applying the things that I'd learned in the Bible, like the Sabbath and taking a day off, which we wouldn't typically do as pro runners. And so, you know, I just really wanted to hit it that day. You know, I wanted to have a great race. And I'd just run 2:04 in Boston not that long ago and seemed to be on a bit of a roll. But again, my training just didn't go great. I had lots of little injuries. You got plantar fasciitis running the Olympic trials. They're actually leading up to Olympic trials. And so I was just battling with that and kind of threw my stride off, and I started getting injury after injury after injury. And so on the starting line, you know, I was kind of hoping for a miracle, but as I got out there and I was running, my right hamstring started to just get really, really tight, and to the point to where it was causing me to limp. And I'd never dropped out of a race before that, not even like a middle school track meet race, you know? And so I was having this conversation with God in the middle of the race about, like, what do I do here, you know? Like, do I be the guy who comes limping in and is like, I have to get to the finish line? And I felt like he was just kind of giving me the grace to be like, no, it's okay to live to fight a battle another day. And if you're going to hurt yourself more by doing this, then, like, let's not do that. Let's live to fight another battle another day. So that was kind of my experience in London. I stepped off the course. It was a very kind of surreal moment. But, you know, I'd come a long ways in learning to navigate disappointments like that. So I was bummed out for a couple of days for sure. But I got myself up pretty quickly. And this is kind of what I've found for me that works when I'm going through really, you know, tough experiences like the Olympics, when I didn't have my best stuff, when I wanted it the most, is just to keep moving forward. So, like, I'd literally, like, a couple days after the Olympics, get out a calendar and be like, all right, like, let's start looking towards the future. What race am I going to do next? How am I going to get myself through this difficult season and start moving forward?
Ryan Hall set the fastest record speed time for an American at the Boston Marathon in 2011, but it was another Boston Marathon that became the most significant for everybody that you missed. And we'll talk about that next time, Ryan, with you. Author of Run the Mile You're In, two-time Olympic marathoner, Ryan Hall on Sports and Commentary. Talk to you soon again. God bless.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.